Well, hello, and welcome back to Battle Plan in our Spiritual Warfare Small Group series from my book, My Search for Prayer Satan Hates. Also, a free downloadable PDF transcript is available on our website at active-faith.org under the Resources tab. This session is about bitterness. Let me start with Acts 7, 26, New King James Version. He appeared to two of them as they were fighting and tried to reconcile them, saying, "Men, you are brethren. Why do you wrong one another?" Reconciliation, that's the opposite of unforgiveness or bitterness. Webster says it means to restore friendship and harmony. You know, all of us have been wronged in one way or another. Often the ones who hurt us the most are the ones we're closest to, like family members, church friends, a minister, or church leaders. We've been church hurt many times. We've been offended. Sometimes it was unjustified. Sometimes it was justified. We're human. We make mistakes. We live in a fallen world. Regardless of whose fault it was, every one of us has been hurt at one time or another. In fact, if we all sat down and told each other our offense stories, we'd all be crying in a few minutes. Have you ever thought about the fact that Jesus offered forgiveness before anyone asked for it? He also had some very specific instructions about praying for your enemies. Now, sadly, our enemies have sometimes become other Christians. Matthew 5:44 NLT. Love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. You know, there's probably nothing you can do to make you more Christ-like than to forgive and pray for someone who has become your enemy, even if they never ask. See, it doesn't free them for you to forgive them. It frees you. Luke 6:35 NLT. Love your enemies. Do good to them. Lend to them without expecting to be repaid. Then your reward from heaven will be very great, and you'll truly be acting as children of the Most High, for He is kind to those who are unthankful and wicked. You also need to know what will happen if you don't forgive, if you let bitterness consume you. I'm not talking about eternally. I'm talking about right here and right now. I once knew a lady whose husband left her for his secretary. She'd married a Christian, and he was a church leader and a fine man, a fine family that he was from. But it happens. I'm not saying it was right for him to leave, but she was what most people would call a whiner. She whined about everything constantly. After a while, it got old, and he started paying attention to a nice woman who complimented him at work rather than always complaining, harassing him, and whining. It's an old story, as old as the Bible itself. So he left. She was all alone and not very old. In other words, she was facing a long future and needed to make the best of it, at least for the sake of the children. The family wasn't rich, but she had many conveniences, a nice house, a mindset on never lowering her lifestyle in spite of her new lower income bracket. In the subsequent years, she squandered and wasted some mutual assets out of bitterness and spite just prior to the final divorce settlement. What she couldn't see was that hurting him also hurt her. That never changed until the day she died. She refused to work because she had done no wrong. She refused to give up regular beauty shop appointments because it kept her from being sad. She refused to live in a smaller apartment because her husband had run out on her with a younger woman. She never got over it. When she couldn't pay her bills, she called on her children. Although they helped her, it hurt every family relationship and every holiday. Her list of hurts went on and on. In the end, she died penniless. Her children only saw her as a burden, and they had to pay for her funeral because she had exhausted the inheritance her father left for her. Her death was a relief to all her friends because they were all tired of hearing how wrong she had been treated. In other words, bitterness will eat you up from the inside out if you refuse to forgive. It's like cutting your own wrist and expecting the other person to bleed to death. You might bleed to death, but they won't. Lord, keep me from bitterness. Give me a heart that's willing to forgive, forget, and move on in joy. In Jesus' name, amen. So in light of today's thoughts, let me suggest part of your personal battle plan might be to consider the following two thoughts. Number one, make a list of people you need to forgive to free yourself from anger, unforgiveness, and bitterness, even if they haven't apologized to you for what they did wrong. And number two, pray for the people you just forgave, asking God to bless them with what they need most of all. And let me remind you to keep praying because prayer works. God loves you and I love you. Have a great day.